On February 8th, the TBH Two Broke Hoes podcast was a guest on the Royalty TV podcast. This is the audio from that episode. Hope you guys enjoy. Shout out to the Royalty TV podcast. Shout out to Queen Cole and King Nard. It was a pleasure recording with you guys.
I know you missed us. It's the TBH podcast with Shayla and Abo.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
Yes, Two Broke Hoes, and we on the scene. Got you tuned in every week like a dope fiend. Tell your mama, your cousins, or your little boo. Fuck them kids, we clowning and taking shots too in the streets. You staring like you wanna say hi. Fuck your couch, your feelings in. Fuck a Gemini. It's Abo and Shayla, yeah, we on the run. Hold it down, Leesville, yeah, we known for one.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
Say, man, hold up, I done came down, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we about to clown. I'm pouring on my shot, and I'm about to bop with my round Abo on this damn pie. It's always gonna be, fuck them damn kids, unbiased, unbothered, that's how we live, that's how we live.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
It's Two Broke Hoes Podcast.
This how me and Abel do Anchor. I mean, do our pod through Anchor.
This is it?
We got London on the track.
I should have known better.
Because I ain't going to have my phone up. You know what I'm saying?
Got London on the track. Y'all comfortable? Yeah, big ass shoes on. You need some socks. I got some. Oh, some Chucky socks. Go on, take a look. Yeah, Angelica. Cute. Oh, not the Angelica. Cute. I love socks. Yeah, me too. Yeah, get comfy, just
I'm about to call in tomorrow.
What did you have? What did you mix
this
up?
This is some type of whiskey or something.
Ooh, you drink whiskey?
Someone gave it to me in a baby shower last night. She said, here. I said, okay.
Do you live out here by yourself?
Well, I was. Well,
what?
I was. Well, no.
Do you live by yourself
now? No. No, I don't. I moved out here with somebody, then that ended, and I was by myself.
Ow. I don't know. I want to know.
You can ask, don't care.
I mean, I'm trying to catch up. Now I like, let me get out of this.
I'm looking at TD Jakes right now. I don't know what y'all talking. Oh, man.
I live
for real, though. It's good to see you, though, for real.
Good to see y'all,
too. I mean, for us, it's been forever.
It was
forever.
Really been forever.
I know. I ain't seen you since last week. Well, a couple of days ago. On the live.
That's it.
I ain't seen this baby in years. In years.
Did y'all see our power? Did y'all see our power video?
No, for real.
I went to it earlier.
It's been, no, for real, Mel. It's been some years since I've seen it, for real.
Like, we didn't watch the last.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You ain't that old.
The last episode. We haven't watched the last
episode.
I watched it today.
No, I said
we probably won't watch it until.
You're a baby, though. No, you can't say baby.
Y'all watch it together?
Man, you know what I mean, man. Come on now.
Y'all like a party?
I ain't seen it.
Look, no. Me and Melvin, you know we live here. Andre put dope on our power.
I see.
Cedric asked me, Cedric said, because I sent it to Cedric, I said, do you watch her? He's like, yeah. And then I sent it to him. He's like, did this really have something to do with power? I said, it could be.
Well, what?
Like,
me?
Yeah. I'm so burned.
Y'all's page.
All right. So,
Alright.
Should've worn a girdle.
Put the wrong tee up.
Don't tell her.
Yeah, you can.
Can I do something like that?
Yeah. Do we need to tell them we're trying something new?
We'll tell them. All right. Well, it just already go. All right, tap to add in the description.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, because I can't go back in my phone, let me pull y'all topic list again.
Should grandparents be expected to babysit the grandkids?
Okay.
What y'all drinking?
You got water. The credit they deserve. Do you have to be friends with your family?
Okay.
So y'all got me up here looking like a drunk. Oh, I'm recording.
Look, yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's me.
Send this to my mom, too.
Up in that
gear. Oh, yeah, I forgot you were all. We on Anchor recording.
Yeah. I'm at the hit it and miss that.
Giggling and cackling.
Tea
for real, y'all.
Good tea. Let me go ahead and call in now. No, I'm playing.
You might be up there at the crack.
No, I got it.
Yeah, I would. 3 o'clock.
What time do you have to be at work?
I'm in the karaoke.
3.
AM. Mm-hmm. What job is this?
Frito Lay.
She got all the chips and dips.
All the chips.
All the snacks.
All
the bootleg
snacks.
Well, you get off early, though.
For real.
I probably have to have 1 tomorrow. I ain't know y'all ain't watching.
How you spell your, how you spell the podcast? Two Broke Hoes? How you spell it?
Two Broke Hoes.
Just Two Broke Hoes? Just Two Broke Hoes?
T-W-O.
Okay.
Broke Hoes Podcast. Sounds weird you saying it. I'm like, damn, should I change the name? Sounds real offensive. Two Broke Hoes.
So how y'all hoes say this name now?
Ho, what's your name?
That's how we talk to each other, though.
So are you ho? Yeah, that's how you ho.
It was four
Broke
Hoes.
We got one Broke Hoe here today.
Hello. I should have said that in the thing. I'm one Broke Hoe. What should we do? Y'all reading that book. Mm-hmm. Marriage? That's Bae's. My Bae's aunt. That's her book.
What?
I'm the small
real. All right.
Gang, gang, gang.
Can't even pretend I got no money again.
Did you say me?
I said We still live.
We still live?
Yeah, that's
right. So you guys have been looking crazy? You guys are feeling crazy live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say me?
I said
the word girdle. Gang, gang.
We still live.
We still live?
Yes.
So you guys are feeling crazy? You guys are feeling crazy live?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we need to turn our phones down so we won't be scared.
That's nice. Should've worked, girl. Gang.
Following us. Y'all know we post every Wednesday, but we're gonna try to show our live tapings every other Sunday. And we'll let y'all know about the topics. Y'all can chime in on the topics. Tonight we got some really good ones. Do fathers get the credit they deserve? Do you gotta be friends with your family? And the third one was,
do grandparents, should they be the babysitters?
All right, y'all watching Royalty Live. We got Michaela here from Two Broke Hoes Podcast. You about to get
one broke hoe.
And now,
all right, play the music.
That's the beginning. That little phase going in.
You never heard of it?
No,
but I'm just saying, like, at the beginning, just
like a blue eye. Yeah, like, hey. Okay. Hi everyone, it's Queen Cole here.
It's your boy King Nord.
And today on our live show, we got Michaela on the track.
Y'all tried, this is the first time, right?
Yeah.
I'm special.
Yes. This is a special, great occasion. Uh-huh. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your podcast.
Me and my friend April, we have always gone back and forth. So I've been telling her we need to do YouTube something. Back when people actually fuck with us. But so we decided to do it. We do it via Anchor. She's in Leesville. I'm here in Texas. And talk about power, of course, and different topics. And we cuss each other out, things like that. But we talk about some real stuff, real relationships. She's been engaged a few times. I've been in long-term relationships. We talk about everything, really, honestly. Sports.
Okay.
You know, who that. Yeah.
Sure. Look, so what's the name of it again? what's the name of it again?
Two Broke Hoes Podcast, pound TBH Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, everywhere. Breaker, Radio One, Republic, all that.
Okay, right. Okay.
Rudy Sanders says, shout out to the Royalty family.
Hey.
Rudy!
Gang, gang.
Look, so where did the name come from? What made y'all get, say, Two Broke Hoes?
I'm broke, she's broke.
Oh.
No, but we call each other hoes, and well, she calls me the B word. So this is like we were trying to figure out something. We did this the TBH to be more politically correct, but TBH stands for Two Broke Hoes. Pound Two Broke Hoes Podcast.
I don't know why that's so ticklish.
I don't know. My uncle did not like it, but I mean that's our truth. So,
but I guess you could just be like TBH. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Follow me on TBH.
He asked what it stood for, and I told him, and he was like, why? It's our truth. Like, it's, I mean, if that's our relationship, that's our relationship.
Mm-hmm. But you ain't going to be broke for long.
No. I'm rich in spirit.
There you go.
My bills are paid.
There you go.
Hello. Got a roof over my head.
No pay.
Right. Hallelujah.
Won't he will?
Won't he do it?
Will he won't?
I thought you would say Willy Wonka.
Wonka Willy. Willy Wonka, Wonka Willy.
I'm trying to share too, because I'm behind, you know, trying to get right.
No doubt.
Everybody share it out.
Yes. I shared. Once we share, make sure y'all share as well, because we got some nice topics that's about to be dropped right now.
Yes.
So make sure y'all share. Make sure y'all tag people. All
right, y'all. We live. All the people that's watching. Willy Wonka.
We ain't never had no live hot tea.
So we can't edit nothing. You know what I'm saying? We can't edit nothing at
all. This is uncut. Courtney Crawford. Uncut. What's up, Courtney?
Uncut.
He saw me in my car. He did.
It's sideways on, that's how it's supposed to be on the share. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, like, I understand. Okay. Everybody's fine. We're going to be reading these comments. Melvin 9K, you going to be on the comments for us? Yes.
I got y'all.
Okay. All right. You didn't tell everybody where can I find you on social media too, or is it just on the Anchor and the podcast apps?
We do have a Instagram page, Two Broke Hoes Podcast on Instagram.
Okay, all right, y'all. Make
and
sure
a YouTube. We only have one video on YouTube, but no, we have two, but we're on YouTube too.
Okay, so y'all need to go ahead and subscribe.
No doubt.
Let's dig into these topics.
Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm good. Wait, with Michelle, how's your tea?
Yes.
Good and spiked. It's almost gone. I'm going to need a refill.
You're going to need a refill.
Who's that? L. Barner.
Can I get a refill?
Once again, if you really want to know what type of tea we have, you need to be on the show.
Right.
All right? Other than that, we're not gonna tell you.
Yeah, you gotta be on the show to get this hot tea.
You have
it's
to
live
be on the show.
Hot tea.
Yes.
This
yes.
is exciting.
It is.
I'm yes. nervous and I'm happy. Excited.
Yes. I'm ready to jump into this.
I don't know. You would think I would be okay with doing royalty by now, but still I'll be nervous sometimes, like,
everybody be nervous up in here, okay? Everybody. Queen, you not alone.
I'm my worst
too.
Critic, you know. I look back at it, I'm like, oh, I should have set up or I should have leaned up.
Y'all know I'm small, so this behind the scenes, when I sit back, you know, my feet be swinging it. So I just always sit on the edge, you know. Just a little behind the scenes for y'all. But we about to hop up in these topics.
Let's do it.
And I'm going to sip this real quick.
Okay.
Nine of them gone. I got it. Rationing.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long show for you.
Yes,
it's gonna kick in right in time.
Yes. Well, ladies and gents, we have our first topic for tonight. Mm-hmm. Our first topic is: do you think grandparents are expected? They should be obligated to babysit their grandchildren. Do you think they should be obligated to do so? What's y'all view on that? What y'all think about that?
I don't have my own children, but no, I don't think so. My mom raised me. Why is she watching your kids? Now, if something happens, there's an emergency, stuff like that, or they want to watch your child, then that's okay. But
yeah,
playing babysitter, no. Anybody tell you to get them legs open?
Oh.
I asked y'all. I'm just saying.
Hey, that's
anybody
real.
Tell you ski ski yeah. for the fellas?
Yeah.
You got 10 baby mamas and stuff. And like, mama got a whole daycare. Not time for that.
Yeah. I don't think the grandparents should be obligated. Like my mom, when I had children, I wasn't around a lot. So she was a long distance grandma.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, oh, they could come for the summer.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't around them all the time, so she...
But she wanted them.
She wanted them to come, yeah. And they end up only going one time in their whole life.
What?
One time. They spent 2 weeks.
Mama works hard.
They spent 2 weeks. My mom was a long-distance grandma, and, you know, she would send stuff, cards, you know, we would see her special occasions. But, like, day-to-day, we had to figure out daycare, how we going. We had to really figure it out. Even when I first had Jada, I was at home, but my mom wasn't like, oh, let me, she would help, but she made it clear, this your baby. And you're going to have to get up and you're going to have to, you know, like she coached me through what I needed to do, but she wasn't like, oh. Baby cry, and it wasn't
she raised her kids.
Yeah, and it wasn't no, you know, can I go to a game or something and you watch?
Mm-hmm. Nope. take that baby with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
It I feel like moms or parents. I shouldn't just say moms need breaks. So some parents, some grandparents are like, no, I go out on a date or whatever, especially for married people and stuff. Yeah. But they're not. I don't think they're obligated.
Yeah, I don't think they're obligated. I mean, and the way my Dallas life is set up. I don't have no children, no grandchildren yet, but they're gonna have to fit in.
Get in where you fit in.
Right, yeah, it ain't gonna be no. Just let me, you know, while you just ripping, running, having a great old time, and then my Dallas life is just like, my Dallas life daycare. No. We're not turning into a daycare. You know, I still need to be doing my moving around.
Might be a lucrative business.
Queen Cole, nanny, you know, nanny extraordinaire. No, I would definitely welcome my children, my grandchildren, but I would not just take over for them. They would still have to have a level of responsibility.
They had to figure it out.
Yeah, I had to figure it out, and it worked. I know there's a way. You miss out on some stuff, and I think that's part of parenting too. You can't go to everything.
Sure can't. Sure can't.
You can't go to everything.
I definitely agree with that. They are not obligated, especially the way grandparents are set up now. They're not the cliche 60-70-year-old people that sit at home. Yeah,
yeah, they're younger.
You know what I'm saying? They're younger. They still have.
And it was
lives.
My fault. I made my mom a young grandma.
It's all good. It's all good. But you know, for me, like my daughter's grandparents, they're long distance. So for the summertime, that's when we're able to do what we need to do. You know what I mean? Even if they were here, the only time I think I would probably ask them to watch her is, you know, if something happens or, you know, but not every weekend you're going with your grandparents. You know what I'm saying? That's you can't do that to your parents. Be like, oh yeah, well, I know grandma or grandpa gonna watch it.
Yeah,
you know,
now if they ask, that's a different. If they're saying like, bring them, we're bored, we don't have anything. But the way my parents, they so busy. I mean, the kids would be in church. That's a great thing. Yeah. They'll be going to different services. You know, we used to go morning, Sunday school, well, back when they used to have 8 o'clock service. 8 o'clock service.
8 o'clock.
Sunday school, you go to 11 o'clock, and then don't mess around, have a 3 or 4 o'clock service.
Oh,
y'all
man.
In there.
All day.
I used to go to church with y'all.
Y'all
at Mount Olive.
Shout out to Mount Olive. M.O.B.
Yeah, that's it. M.O.B. That's it. That's where it all started.
Yeah, M.O.B. Shout out to M.O.B. crew. While I was down the way at Pleasant Hill.
PHBC.
You know, PHBC. Down there. Shout out.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I think it's cool when grandparents are active, but like you said, they're younger now.
Yes.
And I don't want to be a young grandma. I want to be an old grandma. I want to be old, like old, so I can like say sit your A down and nobody don't look at me.
Because
not
they're
like saying, I was like, oh my god, mom, don't scream at my baby. Okay, but I want to be an old enough to be like, you know what, mom, just old. She just say
just whatever.
So
that's, you know.
So kids, can y'all? Please, about 70 years old, I'm gonna be a grandma.
70?
70?
I mean,
how old are your kids?
22 and 21.
Oh, no.
70,
I'm wiping all this grandma off me.
College is over. Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
No, I mean, I want it to happen. I welcome that, but I want them, one, to be financially responsible.
Hello. Oh yeah, no doubt.
I want them to be mentally prepared.
Yeah.
There's no blueprint. There's no, you know, you can go read a book or nothing on how to raise a kid. But I want them to be at a good place to be able to say, you know what,
I'm taking care of. I got.
Yeah. So they won't necessarily need me. They want me to spend time with the grandkids.
I like that.
Yeah.
I won't. I don't need, but I won't.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I like.
That's
that.
What I.
I like.
Kids.
That.
Rewind back to this. I'll send this to y'all.
Please do.
10 times. 10 times over.
Mm-mm. So look, let me ask y'all this. You know, I've been seeing the hashtag girl dad going around after the tragedy with Kobe and the other passengers, his daughter on the with the helicopter.
Yeah.
Do y'all think dads get enough credit?
No, we don't. We don't get enough credit. Reason being, I mean, I love all the mothers out there because y'all have a lot on y'all plate. Y'all do. Y'all gave birth to the to the children's. Mm-hmm. That's a word, children's. That's a word tonight. But y'all give birth to the babies, and you know we definitely appreciate that. But when we do something, people look at us majority of the time like it's a responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Like, prime example, I could take my daughter out, just me and her, and it's like a daddy-daughter date. And I might have somebody be like, oh, okay, this your daughter? Oh, okay, you babysitting the other day, huh?
That's the word.
And I'm looking like...
Yeah, father, no parents, it ain't no babysitting. Yeah, it's your kid.
That's my child. Mm-hmm. I cannot...
Babysit her.
I'm not babysitting her. This is my child. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's one big pet peeve I think a lot of fathers out there have when somebody looks at us and say, oh, I see you're spending time with your child today. Okay, all right. Yes, because that's my child. Or if they say that, or, oh, I see you're babysitting.
Yeah.
Hell no. This is my child.
Right.
Don't do that to us. You hear me? Do not do that.
Because I don't think we should give credit for a fish for swimming. Even with the moms. Like, okay, you do this, you do that. That's
what you're supposed to be doing this. Because when you're not doing it, it's, oh, look at her. She don't know what she's doing. He don't know what he's doing.
So, when dads are with the kids, I think that's good. We have Mother's Day. Y'all have Father's Day. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what other credit do y'all want to see given to y'all? What other credit?
The other credit, damn it, stop saying that. That's my main one. For real. Just stop it. Or, you know, don't think that we don't know how to do parent type of stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, when you see certain commercials, you always see the mom doing it. You never really see the dad doing it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, y'all. We know how to do this, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just show us more love, man. We need that. We need that.
Yeah,
you know, they already feel like we're not around.
Yeah.
You know,
and
or,
I think that's a stereotype.
Yeah,
too. Quite accurate. I think some of the statistics are not accurate, saying that, you know, absentee homes and all this and this and this and that, just because the man and the woman are together, that doesn't mean that a father can't be still present.
Thank you. Yeah.
In my opinion, like, he can still be present, he can still be active in a child's life, so that doesn't mean, like, he just a deadbeat dad just because he ain't with the mama. Just because he ain't with the mama, it didn't work out.
Thank you. Exactly.
Oh no! What about you? Do you think
they say you know, like the saying is, when you divorce or if you were married, when the man divorces the wife, he divorces the kids. I think it's the stereotype and people go by that.
Yeah.
Like, Mother's Day is bigger than Father's Day. Like,
yeah,
moms
get all
the shit.
Yeah, why is that?
Birkin bags and shit. And
yeah, we tie the socks.
Gets a tie.
Tie.
We tie the socks and tie. Okay.
We be throwing polos in there and some tools.
We tied the tools.
Right.
We be throwing the power of.
Got enough pliers, okay?
Right. We have every. We have
Sanders and blowers. And
right. Looking like horses. Looking like home improvement up in that one. We tired of all that mess, man. Give us something else.
What y'all want? What would you want for a good Father's Day gift?
Okay, for me, I don't get none of that stuff. Like, I really do get good things. Like, I get, like, clothes sometimes. You know, stuff I like to get. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't get the cliche socks and all that stuff. So, I'm taking care of. But to the ones that's not, you know, just don't do that to them. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
So what's a good gift to give a man?
A good gift.
A father.
Yeah, if they're into sports, especially if you're in the DFW, I mean, we just had the XFL come out. You know what I'm saying? You got the Cowboys.
Okay.
Even though they ain't really doing much or nothing this past season. But that's
you can go watch
sport.
The other team.
Yeah, you like got the XFL.
That's a good game.
Make sure you
Yeah, you got basketball. You know, you got
the Mavs are good this year.
Yeah, so you know. And WNBA as well. Shout out to them because they don't get a lot of love. But if you know your dad is a sports fanatic, hook him up with some tickets or something.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
do
a
that.
Dope idea. That's
yeah,
good.
So just hook him up, man. Don't
he collects shoes. Buy him some shoes.
Yeah, buy him some shoes. Yeah.
Not the
Walmart ones with the Velcro on them. All right,
don't be doing the ones.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. But hook him up. Go to the mall and get him some of them good shoes. Don't get him them dad shoes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Them all white. With the all white shoes with the little emblem on.
Orthopedic looking
shoes. Yeah, exactly.
But see, I feel like my dad has so much stuff. I never know what to get my dad. Like, he has so much stuff. I never know what. I give money.
Hey. You can't.
I give money.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Get them a gift card. That way they can spend the money the way they want. And they can't say, oh, well, thanks. Yeah. For getting this for me, and they looking like, yeah, I don't really want this. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing I think a lot of people need to do. Get a gift card. Yeah. All right, and don't put no freaking $10 on there on the dealer's gift card.
Like, I want cash so I can go wherever. You know,
right, don't put no $10 on the dealer's gift card. Daddy's ain't gonna be able to get nothing. All right, but just somewhere they like to eat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Somewhere they like to eat, give them a gift card.
That's
you know,
a good one.
Hook them up.
That's one. Good yeah. One. So dads need love too.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna give y'all some love too. When you're doing extraordinary things, when you're going over and beyond, yes. But there's no babysitting your kids.
No,
please
stop.
There you go. There you go.
I'm about to babysit today.
There you go.
So you're gonna be a father today.
I'm dad 24/7.
Yeah.
24/7. Yeah.
Why you in the cold wave?
Hey. Maisha, you are the girl. Every time I see Maisha, I just think of that. Maisha.
And also,
Latoya Dunbar. Toya, hey, what's happening? Toya, that's my HBCU fam from Texas Southern grad down there. H-Town. What's up, Toya? What's happening?
Y'all remind them of the topics too.
Oh yeah. So the first topic we just talked about, guys, was. Do fathers get the credit that they should get? Should fathers get more credit?
Mm-hmm. Second one that we talked about, should grandparents be expected / obligated to babysit their grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two topics that we talked about so far.
Yes.
We have the last one. Should you be friends with your family?
Michelle
Davis, way to say.
Hey, hey. Thanks for watching.
Are we talking Facebook friends or like?
We talking about like, family.
Hey, girl.
We talking about
like
family.
Friends. Like should friends. Should you be friends?
Are you expected to be friends with your family?
I think it depends on the family. Like, y'all are close knit?
Yeah.
No, not me. Not so much.
Yeah.
So.
No?
No.
Why you like, you just, for me, I like family time, I like, you know, calling, texting, checking up on what's going on, how's everybody, so I do want to be friends with my family. Now, does that always happen? Absolutely not.
No.
But for me, I show myself friendly, so that way, like, hey, do you want to do this or do that, but then sometimes, you know, you can't always... whatever the situation is with your family, you know, if they're married, they're not going to want to spend time with their sister as much as they want to do with, you know, their wife.
Yeah. I think it just depends on the family member.
Exactly. It does.
Yeah. Cause...
it does. I can't be friends with all my family. I can't. I can love and respect them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can't be friends.
You don't want to spend time with them any like besides family reunion, you don't want to do other stuff with them?
I mean, if they're the good family members, yeah.
I've never been to a family reunion.
Really?
In my life, no.
Mama.
Is it by choice?
No, not really. I mean, my mom's family's in Germany. My dad's in Florida, but he's never invited me. Sorry, Dad.
Hey, Mama.
What?
I know you hear this back home.
No, we talk about coffee. Daddy that's in Florida. Like, why, on, we, why, haven't, why yeah. haven't we been yeah, invited him. To Florida?
Oh, yeah, him too, yeah.
I went, last time I saw my dad was... he got married like 2 years ago.
Did you go to the wedding and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I had to pay for my own flight, but that's neither here nor there.
Whoa.
I had to hook up, but okay, I had American Airlines hook up, but still. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when my parents got divorced, I feel like it, like, we separated. Like, I'm not really close to my family in Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm not their friend, no. I love my cousins. They're nice. They're ratchet. One of them raps and stuff. She says she's pretty good. So,
but do you follow them on social media at least?
On Facebook. They won't add me on Snapchat for some reason. I guess they don't want me to sit there at her activities. I don't know. Shout out to my cousins, though. I love y'all. I really do.
Tea getting hot.
But no, I'm just not. I'm not close. I'm close to my mom. That's about it, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, but if her family's here, you would? Would you? Do you try to talk with them and stuff?
I mean, they, I don't speak German, so.
You better Google Translate up in that mug. No, Google Translate.
I haven't.
I'm over here trying to be Iyala. I know. Trying to mend the fences with the family. No, I'm trying to reach in Germany.
I'm good in Florida though. Like we talk when we talk. In Germany, I haven't seen them since I was 17.
Okay,
I'm 30, about to be 33.
Okay, so what about your brothers?
Well,
are you close with them?
Matthias is got deported. He's in Germany, so okay. I haven't seen him since 2009.
But y'all communicate though, right?
We talk on WhatsApp sometimes.
Okay,
I talk to his wife.
Okay,
and his kids are over there. Martin is in Leesville. I talk to him when I see him.
Okay. Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. What about you, King? Any of your family that's any? Do you have family here, or just only in Louisiana?
In Louisiana.
Okay.
Texas wise, they're all in Houston after Katrina.
Okay.
Yeah, after Katrina, the majority of them went to Houston. But yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Like speaking of daddies, like I'm not okay because we live. Yeah, yeah. And let me go because we live right now. But I ain't trying to put nobody on blast. But I see where you're going. Yeah, you know, with this because I mean, unfortunately, like my biological dad and I, we kind of have that same relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do love him. You know what I'm saying? I wish him the best. But at the same time, you know, you was never there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you had the opportunity to be there, you still weren't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like you. Like, we friends on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, so, he a social media dad. You know, he like, love,
yeah,
comment.
You know,
comment
or whatever.
Okay.
But,
I can relate.
But it goes deeper. It goes very deep, like, with our situation. And when I tried to reach out, it was like, okay. And then when I stopped reaching out, then it's like, oh, now you're trying, okay. You're trying to come back. But, you know, when I thought it was going to be like that, it still weren't. So I was just like, all right, to hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm done. I kind of feel like Shaq did with his father.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually how I feel.
Okay.
When Shaq, you know, and his father, you know, he was never there for him, so he took to his stepdad, and that's how I am. Like I take to my stepdad.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I love and I care about my biological dad, but my stepdad is really my dad now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. I wish you nothing but the best, but that's how I am right now in my life. Because when I tried to forgive you for not being there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When I tried to forgive you for that, and then I moved on, and then you come back, it's like, okay, cool. And there's other family members that, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of around that as well. But that's what's going on. So I feel you with that with the dad thing.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm in the same situation as y'all. I mean, this is not, it's not extraordinary to, you know, have a stepdad and have your biological dad not necessarily there. We've experienced it growing up and we dealt with it the best way we knew how. And I feel like it's always up to the parent, the father or mother that's absentee to reach out to the child no matter how old they are.
Mm-hmm.
I could be 60 and if you're 80, if you try to get things right on, you need to reach out to me. I shouldn't have to try to forge that relationship. I know we're going off topic.
No, you're good.
My dad tells me that. He's like, you need to call me. My dad would text me, like, we talk every day. And my mom was like, I talked to your dad. She still talks to him. Well, something happens. Like, my grandma just was in the hospital. And I'm like, okay, I haven't talked to him in a couple months. Like, mm-hmm. he reaches out, like, we just talked yesterday. Like,
yeah.
But then my uncle, his brother, is super dad. I'm talking about
all over it.
He's driving hours to spend a couple minutes with his daughters and stuff like that. I'm like, what? What happened? Like, you know what I'm saying?
And I think too. In my opinion, that it depends on too the people that they're around. If their spouse is like a jealousy cling, like, I want you to be with our kids and all that. Okay, then. They may not have that unction to reach out, but in Actually, you still got other kids.
My dad told me when I went for his wedding that my mom kept him away, and that pissed me off. Mm. I want to bust him on his head. He said, "Your mom kept me away." I would,
but
come
nothing
visit.
Should be able to keep you away.
He would say,
nothing.
"I would come visit and you would be gone." I was a teenager, so I'm like, I knew you were coming. I had plans. You're not gonna pop up on me,
right?
When you want to, and I'm gonna cancel everything. So
right.
He blamed my mom, and I quickly let him know.
And he has to. As adults, we got to take responsibility for ourselves. I mean, even though I am divorced, but our kids have an equal relationship with myself and my ex-husband, and I would not have it any other way. I asked, like, hey, have you talked to Jada? Have you talked to your dad? Have you talked to CJ? Have you talked to your dad? Like, I be asking, like, okay, make sure y'all keep in contact, stay close, because I mean, we're still a unit. We're just separate. We're separate. Yeah, you know what I mean? Children. Like, they're still my kids. They're still my babies. But you gotta keep that connection. So, yeah.
Well, I just say it like this. I keep the connection. I just keep it from afar.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's because for me, it's so deep with it. And I'm going to share it. I don't care. I mean, shoot. I done turned 36. Life too short. I'm going to share it, but it's still going to be respectful. You know, so I want y'all to think I'm bashing my biological dad and all this stuff. I'm not. But this is something that's been with me since I've been born. But long story short, but it's not going to be short. but I just need to get these points out. So my mom, she was married, okay? Mm-hmm. Her husband and my biological dad, they really didn't. They nod head, you know, butt heads or whatever. So that's what kept him away from me, even though I still visit him when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
okay? But when I got to high school, nothing. And that's when my mom, she divorced. So, mm-hmm. open opportunity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's at least still trying to hit your boy
now?
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Graduated high school. Okay. After I graduated high school, mm-hmm. that graduation night, I was like, all right, I done graduated. I'm about to go to college. Everything is going to be good.
I'm grown
now. Exactly. I'm 18. I'm an adult.
Quote unquote.
Holla at your boy. You know, holla at your boy. What's happening? I get to college. Nothing. Okay. Mm. Now, mind you, yes, you do live here in Texas. You do live in Abilene at the time. You're in Abilene.
Wow.
I don't expect you to drive from Abilene to go to Gremlin to see me for my games when I was in the band. Mm-hmm. That's a drive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when I go to Dallas for the State Fair Classic when we're playing Prairie View,
mm-hmm.
it's right down the way. Not one time those 4 years you never came to see me.
Wow.
But you're proud of me, though. And you know what I'm saying, but you never came to see me.
Mm-mm.
That was one thing right there. On top of that, when my grandfather died, because I'm the oldest grandchild out of everybody,
okay.
when my grandfather died in 06, I'm on the phone with you, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna call you tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to you about this. After I'm pouring my heart out, like, my grandfather just died.
Right.
You didn't call me.
Mm.
You didn't call me. So that's strike two. Strike three is years later, after I'd graduated from college and I'm here now,
mm-hmm.
and I run into a cat at the stadium when I was working at the stadium. This dude tells me he knows who my father is just by me saying, okay, you live in Abilene. Okay. You probably know my daddy. I was just playing with it. You probably know my dad. Who's your daddy? I told him who he was. He just looked at me and said, that's your dad? I said, yeah, that's my dad. I said, you don't know him. He said, yeah, he's staying with such and such. I said, yeah, that's him. So you mean to tell me you're the oldest? Yes, I'm the oldest.
Would have never known.
Wow, no. I didn't even know he had. And I just looked at him. I said, are you serious? I said, are you serious?
Wow.
I said, well, you let him know. I said, to hell with him. And I'm telling this story because, yes, He know about the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
wow.
saying?
That was a hurtful moment.
He know
moment.
About the story.
That,
but
was,
yeah,
that hurt. That
was
hurt.
That was my strike three right there. When I'm the oldest child, I didn't graduated from high school, went to Grambling.
Right.
I'm in the band, doing what I have to do, getting my degree.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm married now. I got a daughter. But you never knew about me. Mm. And my little brother is the only one I really do talk to. My little brother is... he's my half brother because that's my biological dad's wife's son.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But I don't consider him my half brother. He's my whole brother.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
But that's the only one I really talk to that mm-hmm. I'm that quote unquote friends with, but that's my brother. That's the only one I really talk to on that side. You know what I'm saying? And I love all of them. I really do. But that's the only one I talk to. But that was my strike three right there. And like you said, when somebody hits you up, like y'all been talking for the longest, I get a message.
You can't just jump back in where you think.
You can't. And I get a message.
We way back here and you trying to jump into today.
And I get a message, you know, talking about, hey, we need to talk about this. And you know what I'm saying? You can't be holding grudges if you need to talk, you know, need to talk it out like a man. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell are you going to, excuse my language, but how the hell are you going to come at me like that?
Yeah.
When you're the one that was doing what you was doing. So mm-hmm. I'm to the point now, it's like, to hell with it. I'm good. I done moved on. I don't wish no bad on nobody.
Yeah.
But I'm just at that point, like, I'm good now.
Yeah. And you know I think too, I mean, you made some great points and that was a situation like
you know what I'm saying?
Out of me. That last because one would have took the
it just
the sting out of me. Like it would have hurt.
One, you know, okay, I'm gonna let that slide. Grandfather, okay, I'm gonna let you ain't coming here to visit. Okay, mm-hmm. you see I'm here for the game, you ain't hollering at your boy. Okay, bet. Now that I'm here,
what's the excuse?
Nobody even knew I even existed, and I'm your oldest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So after that, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, you know? And how I feel, feel like it's their loss.
Yeah.
They're missing out on so many great things. They're missing out on your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter.
Granddaughter experience. They're missing out on all the great things that you're doing in life with your wife.
Yeah.
You know, what you have. You know, they can look on social media, but that don't tell the whole story. You can't post every single thing. Yeah, we post our highlights and stuff like that, and they could like, love, or, you know, make a comment, but that is not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. So they're really the, we got it, you know, growing up, like, okay, man, we missed out. But now that we're adults, they're missing out. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
And I'm not trying to catch you up. I'm letting you do whatever you do. Yeah.
I'm going to do what I do because at the end of the day, it's better for me.
Yeah.
It's better for me. I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah. You know? A lot of, and then you have to all try to get back to that person. Then you got to unpack all that stuff. Like, I don't want to do that.
I'm good without all that. I'm doing just fine. It's that tea.
What you had?
What I had, once again, if y'all want to know what we have on royalty, you got to be on the show.
You have to be on the show, fam.
You got to be on the show. But your tea was good, though, right?
It's been good. I need a bartender.
we need a refill over here.
El Warner.
But
that was good. Thank you for Michaela for being on the show today. Two broke hoes.
Two broke hoes.
Yeah.
You got to say it like that.
Two broke hoes. We have a theme song that we rap on, and that's how we say it.
Yeah. Super cool. Hey, shout out to A2 back in Leesville. I wish you could have been here. Yeah.
Michael Hill said what's up too. He waved.
Mike, what's happening? Mike, what's happening? Hey, I wish you was here. I know you're in the Ville.
Gang.
You know what I'm saying? We represent. She should be watching.
Yes.
Comment if you watching, ho.
She gonna comment. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up.
And whenever you are in town, we'll have to have y'all both on the show.
Gotta get the fam on the show.
Get her her time to shine.
Come see Bae. She has a Bae here. Come see him.
Now we really get some tea.
How you gonna do it like that? She gonna get you.
Did she say something?
She gonna get you. She probably got some power. When you watch this later, comment on the replay. You have to hit her back, man. She got
you. You better not. Tell Hood Bae.
Man.
That's what we call him.
Not Hood Bae. He in the cliff.
How you know?
Old boy in the cliff.
Oakland Bae.
He in the cliff.
Yeah.
He but that's okay. We got love for the hood too.
Hey. He over there in the club.
I like thugs too.
I know.
Thugs need love too.
I know it. He over there in the club.
Mouth full of gold.
Come on. For real? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, bro. I see you. I see you.
No, he doesn't have gold. I'm just saying. Yeah, okay. Like flies are so fine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry, I had a moment. I don't like his lamps. They too pink. I don't know if you be adding something or what. I'm talking about plies. But you a girl.
That's true. At least you're not crusty.
Yeah. But I mean, he be licking his lips too. I'm like, I don't like guys who lick their lips. Like,
get some LL?
Like, I was just about to say, like, LL.
I don't like that.
No, LL does too much.
I don't like that.
His breath probably hot. You know, you lick
his milk dud head. He wasn't all that.
Wait a minute, milk. Okay,
I like dark chocolate.
Oh, I'm just saying because you know I'm bald. You know you ain't talking. He bald too. I got a little on the defensive side. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, who are you trying to say?
You know, like when you get a box of milk duds and you have like the little one in there. That's his
hair. Oh man, that's why I'm wearing.
You know,
the
little one, the little
crumb.
Yeah.
This show been over.
Oh yeah, sorry. I kept going. See, that's what we do. We just go. My bad.
Look, man, we all from the Ville, man. This what happened when you get a whole bunch of leaves with folks together. We don't know how that.
Is my happy daddy watching? Where's Ryan?
Yeah, what Ryan?
Ryan. Wait, he your baby daddy?
He is.
Hold up.
Okay, all right.
I just need the sperm. That's it.
Okay, all right. For y'all that don't know who that is, that's
you
Mr. Illuminati.
You should artificially inseminate it. Yeah. No, right. Get it the right way.
No. Yeah.
Get it the right way. You said earlier,
bust it open. Yeah.
Let me continue my keto, Ryan. Drop some pounds when I got you.
Said, thank you, Nora, for speaking up for the fathers.
Hey, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Fathers need to stick together, man. We all we got. You know what I'm saying? Ryan, man, when you see this, you have to comment. Like I say, that's... Yeah, just saying, Mr. Illuminati, that's what I'm talking about.
Let me
Mr.
get my
Illuminati.
Body right. I'm on this keto, you know what I'm saying? And we can make this baby.
Oh,
okay.
Turkey based style, though.
Well, let's raise our glasses. Y'all got empty glasses, but hey, so still, we need to
check. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
TV.
Grinding.
Y'all crazy.
Y'all are too fun.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the TBH podcast with Shayla and Abo. Don't forget to subscribe to us using Google Podcasts, Spotify, or using the Anchor app.